Okay, 1 o'clock, we'll call the meeting to order. Has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? Any additions or deletions?
Yes, I have three additions. First, I have another delegation who will be here at 2 o'clock. And that will be the Pinawa Fire Department. Then I have two new business items, one seasonal employee and, well, number two seasonal employee and number three green team employee.
Okay, Pinawa Fire Department?
Yes.
Okay. Can we have a mover then if nobody's got nothing else?
Okay.
Seconder?
Stand.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Everyone have a chance to read the minutes? Are we good with the minutes? Can we have a mover for that?
Stand.
Seconder?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we have here payment of accounts. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, check number 26253 to 26278 and other 0652 to 0665. Now therefore be it resolved the payments be approved for the amount not to exceed $151,304.09. A mover, please.
Good.
Seconder?
I'll second it, but I just have a quick question about the payments and stuff there. And there was one was an employee getting reimbursed for something. I just wonder if maybe that, I don't know what our policy is, but if it's not, maybe they should restrain from doing it that way.
Yes, we were having issues with shipping.
Okay.
That was the issue.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So it was a one-off.
It was a one-off, and it was a shipping issue.
I just thought that them knew maybe that was...
Yeah, no, it was a shipping issue.
Good. Yeah, I second that, sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Aye.
The two paychecks. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payments, other 0666 to 0667. Now therefore be it resolved the payments be approved for an amount not to exceed $3,106.09. And a mover?
Stand.
Seconder?
Stand.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Okay, department reports, public works. It's in your package, meeting of June 10th. You can comment after. Utility, there was none for this one. Reports of committees, Two Rivers Service to Seniors. Again, it was in the package. I guess the health one was canceled, so there's none there. Verbal reports of committees, Councilor Sterk. Deputy Reeve Honke.
I had Two Rivers of that. Again, it'll be in your packages coming up.
Okay. Councilor McDougall.
Yeah, we had the AGM for Community Futures. Councilor Honke joined me there. It was the awards night. It was good. I'm glad Councilor Honke was able to make it. It was good to have proper representation from the arm of White Mountain in that scenario. Lots of networking, MLAs, different mayors and Reeves.
Yeah.
So we were it was really good. We had there was a supper included and the award winners. Like I said, it was a great evening. So
yeah, I'm glad you weren't there on your own because it really shows representation.
It is. It's a good place for the RM to have have some involvement, and it comes back to us tenfold. So thank you for coming, Tim.
You're welcome.
That's a yearly event?
It is, every June.
Okay.
Counselor Stead?
Nothing for me this week.
Okay, myself. Phone is ringing, sorry, a little interruption here. Okay. For myself, we attended a WIRT training with two WIRT members, with Dean and Amy and myself, and it was in Winnipeg. It was a long, long day, but it was very, very organized and very good. Lots of people there. I mean, the place was full, and lots of good stuff. And it was actually a meeting on what you do after a disaster happens instead of before or during. It was kind of, you know, stuff like that. So it was good. Again, the museum will be having their July 1st this year in Waitmo. Again, it's a little bit of a barbecue. And yesterday attended the old lobby committee, which is the Eastern Region meeting, and those minutes will be coming out. There's lots on there. The big thing again is still working with small nuclear reactors in the area, really trying to promote it, because Saskatchewan and, you know, this our region here has been trying for 8 years to get that, and then the last few years Ontario, Saskatchewan, and Alberta have just, for whatever reason, the governments have just gone through it, signed off with it, and gone. And here it's just struggle after struggle after struggle. And there's so many things that are up in the air. We just don't know where it's going. But there's a lot of support with it, and even more support now than there was a little while ago. And the federal government just announced a nuclear energy focus just now. So we'll see where all that's going to go. There's a lot of things in this region that are on the go. Even the silica sand one is, you've all heard about where that's going in the last week or two. Who knows where it's going to go? And this thing here. So that's what's going on there. There's a lot of things. Reynolds Pond is still on there. You know that people are using it, but those types of things. We'll see what happens with all that. That's about it. Okay, so we are going to skip the next part of the agenda for now and go straight to communications. Waitmo Recreation Association Annual Sports Day Parade request. That's requesting that council participate in the parade. That means, you know, putting a little bit of a float, which is usually the truck or something like that. We'll do that.
That's already on, already ready.
Yeah, that's a normal, it's a normal request and a normal thing that we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do have a resolution if you
We're going to do a resolution for that?
Just for if you want to attend it. You don't need to, but I do have it if you want it.
Well, we're not going to, there's no reimbursement if we intend our own parade.
I don't mean to be a killjoy, but perhaps the guys on the fire department committee can ask that they be cognizant of young people's ears and stuff when the department is blaring their sirens and stuff through the parade. It's somebody had mentioned it was a hair excessive.
With the fire department?
Yeah.
Well, we have the chief coming in later.
I'm just stating, you guys are on the committee, just something. I mean, I don't want to be a killjoy or anything, but I don't want to hurt some kids' ears.
Let's do this. Okay. Whereas the Whitemouth Recreation Association has requested council members to attend annual Sports Day Parade on August 1st, 2026, now therefore be it resolved that all members of council are hereby authorized to attend same. I'm over.
Second
it. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, good. Number two, Seven Sisters Falls Community Center, Trivia Night Fundraiser Sponsorship Request.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. Can I just read that resolution again?
The other one?
Yeah.
Last one?
And I know I moved it. authorize the town. Speak for myself and probably all of us, I just want it to be noted that's not something I'll be turning time in for if I attend.
I told her to take it off of there.
Yep, that's why I took that clause off.
I won't be in the parade because I'm doing something else that day, so.
No, I.
So just so people know that even though there's a resolution here, we're not.
No, I just mentioned before we did this that there's no reimbursement on this, not to attend your own parade. Okay, Seven Sisters Falls Community Center Trivia Night Fundraiser Sponsorship Request. There was three different types of requests, and I don't have them in front of me. Do you have them, Lacey?
I can pull them up right here.
I got them right now.
Is that zoomed in enough?
A monetary donation of your choosing. Gift cards for products or services to be given away as prizes. Or sponsoring a round of trivia fee of $150 per round.
In recognition of your support, your name and your business will be proudly recognized throughout the evening. Signage announcements during the evening, social media promotion. Support in some form.
No, I don't think we'd be against supporting somewhere in some form. I guess what we got to do is be consistent with what we've been doing with these types of things. That's all. It's good that they're having something. It's great. Monetary donation of your choosing. Okay. Gift cards for products or services to be given away as prizes or sponsoring a round of trivia fee of $150 per round. What's everyone thinking?
I don't know. Yeah, sorry. I like the idea of a gift card and maybe a $50 gift card. Maybe that sounds cheap when part of the ask is $150, but it's a fundraiser. And part of me thinks that if people want to support it, they'll come, and that's how a fundraiser makes money, from the people coming. Yes. I mean, I get they need some donations or would like some too. But did the CDC put on a game night?
Yeah, we did with seniors a couple of years ago.
Yeah, how did that go?
We did all right with it.
Did you fundraise like this to get going? No.
We did it all ourselves.
So it profited itself from charging people to come and attend the event?
Yeah. We did fairly decent with the money.
Good.
Well, just what's been done in the past, I mean, I get this. I understand it. But what we've done in the past, like, I know, like, we had when Elma had something, or when Whitemouth has their August sports days, or the museum has, we package up some kind of a gift that Amin has put together, and that was the donation. And then it's used as a silent auction, and they made money on that. Is that something that Lacey, that was done?
In other events, Admin has packaged up some of our RM logo promo stuff.
Well, it says gift cards or products or services to be given away as a prize, so do a thing up with the RM stuff.
Okay.
For the price.
$50 gift card.
Promote our RM.
The fundraiser. Administration can put together a package.
Is there intention of value for said package?
Lemon? We have some mugs. We have the travel cups. I think we have a couple of sweaters left. So we have...
You could make a pretty good decent package.
Yeah, we have a good little.
With what we've got, and a $50 gift card.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I would recommend the gift card come from a local business here. Home Hardware has gift cards. Keep the money local.
Oh, to get a gift card, yeah.
If we buy a gift card, I only say them because I don't know of any others here that have.
Well, you know, you could go to
the burger scene
or the Alma store, the Whitemore store, where you just get a $50
voucher
for groceries or whatever. But just get the gift card at Home Hardware. If that's, I don't know. What are we thinking?
$50 one from Magmin Configure Over.
Come, sir.
I would just hate for it to be at the post office where most of them are Amazon gift cards when we have local businesses here.
No,
that's my only my point at that.
Good?
Yeah.
I'll read it out. Whereas a request from the Seven Sisters Falls Community Center for support of their upcoming Trivia Night fundraiser to be held on Saturday, October 17, 2026. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Council hereby authorize administration to put together a gift package to include municipal promotional material and a $50 gift card. A mover.
I'll move it.
I'll be second here.
Googled.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Yeah. And the time is okay. Communications 3. Seven Sisters Falls Community Center. Installation of a pit toilet at Hungry Nine Park. Well, I have read through that and I'll read through here through the resolution, and I'm fine. It's in the right place, and I'll read through it. Whereas a request from the Seven Sisters Falls Community Center to install a pit toilet located on the rural municipality of Whitemouth-owned property R167-400-63019 Homestead Road. And whereas the pit toilet will be located in the southeast corner of 30M from the front property line and 15 meters or M's from the side property line. And whereas the provincial requirements, planning and installation shall be the responsibility of the Seven Sister Falls Community Center. Now therefore be it resolved that the installation of a privy pit on a R167-400-63019 Homestead Road is hereby authorized, and be it further resolved that all cost and maintenance will be the responsibility of Seven Sister Falls Community Center.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. That must be the first one that's been here, right? We have any more of those around? I'm just wondering where.
We have porta potties at all the other.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 4, Boreal Shores Art Tour, August 15th and 16th, 2026 newsletter. That's information in your package. And the same with number 5, the Public Utility Board Summer Newsletter. Again, it's in the package. Unfinished business, Lagoon borrowing bylaw. Again, that's tabled, and I know admin is working actively on trying to get some more fundings. And
yes, there's a new grant that we're applying for.
There's a new one that came up here, and we'll keep looking until we hopefully get something. Number 2, the water line south of Elma. Again, that's tabled, but I know that Lacey has met with the rate payer that's been quite vocal in trying to get this, and I think he left here quite happy and got a good understanding of what's going on and what we're working on.
Yeah, a lot of information was passed.
Yeah, good. The zoning bylaw, again, admin is working on that, and we're hoping that this is probably going to take not just a meeting. I think Lisa would probably take a day meeting or a special meeting or something. It's going to take a while to go through. We're not going to do that during the council meeting, I don't think.
I'm just questioning now as we going into another election, is it something that this council would even have time to finish?
may not.
If you've got to have 40 days notice and whatnot, we don't even have a meeting date for it. It's maybe it's something that just isn't going to happen.
And that's a
during this term, and maybe we don't put our efforts to that.
Maybe it's a good point. And just have admin keep working on it slowly, whatever comes up, and that's where it's at, and just leave it till the election's over.
Okay, we can do that.
That's a good point. I think that makes sense.
Would you like do you want any sort of meeting to kind of go through any of the stuff you've looked at so far, or just kind of compile and save it?
For you, for yep. Scale. Is it possible if council wanted to make changes, do we have enough time to do it during the term of this council? If not, I don't want to put efforts into this because we can't do anything anyway.
I think you do. But it would have to be, you likely have to have a special meeting on this summer.
Well, we'd have to have it probably then by the end of August.
We had a meeting over a year ago on this.
Yeah.
February was a year.
Yeah.
And there were some good points. I mean, there were some changes that were really good. And
I think we should have something.
I mean, so if we can get them done.
Well, that'd be great.
But maybe new council might see different.
Well, that's up to them after. That's
we put enough thought into it to think that we're right. That's why we want to progress with it.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
That's how I feel anyway with...
Let's see if we can have something by the end of August. Let's have a meeting on it.
Okay.
We'd be doing them remiss not to carry on with this.
Well, some of them think we're not anyway.
Okay, so we'll look at some dates in August.
Okay, yeah, towards the end of August, I would think. Okay, number four, Whitemouth Reynolds. Planning district restructuring. Delmer, anything on that, or Duncan?
Yeah, we had a meeting, and we had come up with actually, it was a long meeting, 4-hour meeting, 4.5 hours, and we came up with a restructuring draft, and kind of hit a roadblock between the end of our meeting and this one, where the draft part of it was that the administration of the planning district would be run out of each council's alternating every 4 years. And the arm of Reynolds thought maybe we need to do a year in the old way until we try that and see how it would work. But yeah, anyway, sorry. It's long story short, we don't have anything to present yet. After our next meeting, we should.
Okay.
Yeah, there were some bylaw changes, but it just wasn't ready to present.
It was, but it isn't now.
Yeah.
Something's come up.
But okay, so we'll table it and carry on.
I think in principle, though, things were coming together nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we will go to number 5. Which is 2026 general election, pre-election info session updates. Beausejour is done. They had theirs. Ray did just update me a little bit on it yesterday. He said a lot, you know, the people that came didn't realize what's all involved until they actually saw that and went, okay, that's really how it runs. I mean, lots of people think that we can just do things, but the municipal act takes priority. It you know, tells us what we got to do. So he said that was an eye opener for a lot of them, and some just halfway through walked out. Some stayed, and it was great. It was a good session. Lac de Bonny is June 29th. Okay, and then White Mouth here is August 26th for some dates. All right, number 6 is land sales. That one there, it will be legal. We will go into camera with that. Then number 7, handy van policy. Again, I for myself only. The rest you can, I don't know. I've compared some of it and then it looks good and then the odd one doesn't. So I don't know. I think there's a lot of, still need some time. Or if anybody's got any input into it, go ahead and tell us.
Mm-hmm. Let admin know and we can work on it.
I mean, I have thoughts. I've read everything
that
we've received, and I think it's operating fine. And I think I can't think of a better way to do things unless money is found.
That's right.
You know, it would be pleasure to drive everybody around, but you can't do it for free.
It's got to pay for itself.
Got to at least cover itself in some regard, and that's not cheap.
And we don't have enough people in the municipality that support that. It's different than if you're in a community that's got 4,000 or 5,000 people.
And just to add to that, because coming from Two Rivers and all that, they're looking at restructuring their habitat policies and that also in that right now, and we're trying to bring it into perspective. And the biggest part is the money part.
Funding.
The funding money part for people that have to pay, you know, for somebody to take them here, there, and that. And it's big. It's everywhere and right now. And so I can probably, you know, as it gets finalized, I can bring that information to us to help
them. As we go on.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, thanks. We're just very lucky to have what we do have in the relationship with the health authority. There is a lot of movement.
And it gets used.
It gets used.
And it's paid for. It's paid
and there's
for
lots it. Of downloading happening on the health side of things. Eh? So.
Yeah, so. There sure is. Okay, we'll just want to leave it on, or should we take it off of there? I'm in favor of taking it off. Somebody's got
to. So my, I don't, without any more money,
yeah.
I don't know how you can.
I would just get her. Okay.
Change much.
Okay, now we're, what are we at? We're at 126. You want to, we have, what do we have? You want to go to that one? Can we do it at time? All right, new business. Wardrobe Way Rezoning Bylaw 77926, the first reading.
First reading.
Whereas an amendment is required to rezone a portion of the Whitemouth Industrial Park from RG Residential General Zone to RCI Rural Commercial Industrial Zone. Now, therefore, be it resolved that bylaw number 77926, being a bylaw to amend the Rural Municipality of Whitemouth Zoning Bylaw, be given first reading.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to abstain.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. It was quick. I didn't get a chance to say. Okay. Then the next one is in camera, and the one after that is in camera. Your legal and personnel. And then we're going to jump to, where are we on this one here? We're going to go to delegation, but it's not quite that time. And they're not here yet.
One is.
One.
Yeah.
All right. These are fire services. So in recognition of 20 years of loyal and explanatory service to public safety in Canada. So this is 20 years of service. Ron, come on up. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job there, you guys. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and then again, another one for 20 years is Cliff Friesen. Come on up, Cliff. 20 years is a long time, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You don't want a picture? What's the next 20 going to be like? Can you vision it? Another great big fire hall, another big truck, another tanker. Good. Thank you. Are we on? Okay. Be it resolved that the regular order of business of council be temporarily suspended to open a public hearing to consider variation application number VO126, roll number 188900 and 188700. 75161/75163 Brookfield Road to vary the front and rear yard setbacks.
Okay. And just a reminder that if anybody does want to speak on this, to sign in.
Okay. So do we have... So be it resolved that the business of public hearing is now completed and the public hearing closed. That's too soon.
Yeah.
We got to vote on that.
Is there anybody to...
Anybody here that's anything to say on it, object or for? There's nobody. All right, Council, do...
From the future, can we get a recommendation from our building inspector?
Yes, and he did actually...
Through the package again, and I see.
Yeah, that's...
I missed it.
And this one, Mr. Gervais did work with the building inspector when kind of figuring out where to place the shed.
Yeah.
So, and they did determine that... Essentially, due to the shape of the lot, it really is unavoidable to have no variations. The placement of the shed is also situated in a way that is in line with what the other buildings are. And it's sort of in behind some trees. It's kind of it's a strange lot. It's triangular.
But I think Duncan's got a really good point, Lacey. Now that Richard's been here for a few months, I think on any one of these variations, he should have a little comment in there that we could look at and refer to.
Absolutely.
Because we got that. All the information on it, and I've read through it all and saw the pictures, and yeah. I mean, it's all, I don't have any issues with it.
Me neither.
No. So, but I mean, I think that's a good point. I mean, this is a very simple one, but there could be some that are complicated and best to... Get them involved in it now.
Yeah, absolutely. In this case, with him meeting with Richard a few times to kind of discuss it, who's missed.
Yeah. So we got to do a resolution on it?
I probably give a few more minutes for anybody to possibly...
Oh, no way. There's no one here.
No. Or is it, if there's any concerns or... And yes, that is an option too. People can write in any concerns.
Yep. We had nobody that wrote in or nobody called in or nothing.
No.
And he did speak to the surrounding area.
Yeah, he spoke to all his neighbors. It's really written up really well. I mean, there's just nothing but no one here to represent it.
Okay.
Do we have to pass a resolution? Okay. So be it resolved that the business of public hearing is now completed and the public hearing closed. And be it further resolved that council now return to their former order of business of this council meeting.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Whereas a request has been received and from Joel Gervais to reduce the required residential front yard setback of 30 feet from the property line to be reduced to 14 feet at the nearest point and the nearest setback to be reduced from the required 5 feet to 1 foot to place a 12x6 storage shed. And whereas the application number is VO1/2026, and whereas the property is located 75161/75163, Brookfield Road, roll number 188900 and 188700 with amalgamation is in process. And whereas no representations were made and no objections were received, and be it further resolved that council does hereby approve the variation application on the condition that the approval is utilized within 12 months.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, I think this is our delegation here.
Now we'll go back to, hi guys. We'll go to the Pinawa delegation. Yeah, whatever you're comfortable with, I guess.
Well, good afternoon to everybody. Thanks for inviting me. My name is Mike Cartel. I'm the fire chief at the Pinawa Fire and Rescue Service. The reason I'm here today is that effective tomorrow, the Pinawa Fire and Rescue Service is officially the responding fire department from the North White Shelter National Park. So this has been a process that's been going on since 2024. And how much time do I got? I don't want to take up too much of your time, but 10 minutes? Okay. So historically speaking, there's never been a fire department that's been tasked with going to the White Shelter Provincial Park. As a fire chief in Pinawa, the deputy chief of operations at the nuclear facility, and practicing paramedic, which I just kind of retired from, we were responding to incidents in the park where there was no dispatchable fire department. Up until tomorrow, there was no 911 service. So I thought this was a good idea, or a good way to do three things for our fire service. That was to generate interest for recruitment intention of the fire service, because Pinawa, we're not a real busy fire department. So we have the same issues that most rural fire departments in Manitoba have, and that's recruitment and retention. Because our people spend enormous amounts of time training and testing to be firefighters, but they never get any action. Okay, so that's always a big issue. Firefighters want to work. It was another way to raise money for our municipality. Fire apparatus now is incredibly expensive to buy. It's a huge draw on a community like Pinawa. So it's a way to generate some funds for those capital expenses. And it's also about being a good neighbor and providing emergency services to those people that are in need. So we sat down with Parks. I asked them what would it take for Pinawa to become the fire department for a portion of the North Whitechapel, because we already responded to Tim Horton's camp, where the fire department had response to that. I thought, well, if we're driving all the way to 307 and way back to the camp again, if we kept going straight, we'd be at Dorothy Lake for sure. And it's not actually a bad response time. So I said to them, we would like to be your responding fire department up to about emergency road 30. And they went, okay, but what about the rest of the park? And I said, not speaking on behalf of Whitemouth, but I said, there's Whitemouth that's look after Central Whitechapel, and then there's also Bird River that will look after Point Dubois, because Point Dubois is part of the North Whitechapel Provincial Park. So they said, you know what, that's a really good idea, so let's talk about it, but we only want to engage one fire department right now to get this thing up and running, so as not to muddy the waters, because there was a tremendous amount of work that had to take place. So we negotiated an agreement for us to be the sole dispatchable fire department so that they could get 911 up and running. Without a dispatchable fire department, there is no 911 in the park. So effective tomorrow, that changes. We signed the agreement on the 11th of June. And now my next problem was, okay, what if I need help? Who can I call? Well, technically I can't call anybody. This is not part of the mutual aid agreement. This is a private contract between Pinawa, the LGD of Pinawa, and the provincial parks. These guys are gung-ho to respond. Lac de Bonnie is gung-ho to respond, and so is Bird River, because they want to work, right? So what we did was we negotiated in the contract that if I needed to call for help, your fire department, if you so choose and allow them to respond, would be on the clock being paid by the province as soon as the pager goes off. So there's no question about they're going to get paid. You're going to get paid for your apparatus per your fee schedule in your bylaw. And they need permission, just like me. I need permission from my council to go outside of the jurisdiction, because there's no way that a Pinawa resident or a Whitemouth resident or a Lac de Bonnie resident should be paying for fire protection outside of the municipal boundary. So that's, I sent an email to all the fire chiefs that are involved and said, before I call you, I need to ensure that your council is okay with this. And that's why I'm here today, is to answer any of your questions. And you may choose not to, and that's okay. What I envision moving forward, if the pilot project is successful, is to get Bird River and Whitemouth involved in that retainer. So you can make some money. You would be the dispatchable resource to certain geographic areas within the park. And you know, it's all about providing that customer service. So I don't know if I've confused you or helped you out a little bit or.
No, I don't think you've confused us. I mean, it's a lot to chew on right now. We thought about this a few years back, mm-hmm. and our ratepayers were like, you know, there's a little bit of money involved, not just the money you're making today. It's the long-term effect.
Oh, for sure.
It's you know, buying a new fire truck, buying this, buying that, 5 years from now, getting a new fire truck. We need this. All those things are going to be factored into it. I don't know what the rate schedule is. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are the kind of things. We have enough trouble trying to buy a shovel now.
Oh, and I understand. I mean, we're in a predicament in Panama. It doesn't matter if your fire truck sits for 20 years and doesn't turn a wheel. It needs to be replaced after 20
exactly.
years.
Exactly.
You know, and that's where we're at right now. And I mean, I think you know that a fire truck right now is about $1 million.
Yeah.
You know, $1 million plus. So,
that's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, this is a way we hope that's going to generate a little bit of revenue. And there's money out there to be made, you know. I guess the other thing you should be aware of is that when we were like, we don't recover all the fee from the park. It's on us to recover. Every insurance policy has a line item that covers fire protection. So what the park has said to us, and I've done this in Pinawa and Springfield where I was fire chief for many, many years, is we recovered our cost for firefighting from the insurance company. And if you're not doing that, it's criminal because it's factored into the insurance policy and whatever it costs is that you get your clerk or whatever is to generate an invoice based on your bylaw, your fee schedule, and you recover those costs from the insurance company. So, and some people say, well, they already pay taxes, but that's a benefit of having house insurance. It's already factored into the policy, so it has no effect on the insurance policy holder.
I was going to ask the same questions our ratepayers would ask. So our crew's out at Dorothy Lake, and we got a big fire just south of Elma.
Yeah.
Guy's barn or whatever is burning down. We got one truck. What do we do?
Well, and that's the predicament we're in as well. Like, the whole idea
so
is that.
So we're satisfying them. You see, the people in the White Shell were going to do their own fire.
Yeah.
The cabin.
Yeah.
Talking cabin owners here.
Yeah.
We're talking farmers.
Yeah.
And
I understand 100%.
Trying to make a living.
Yeah.
Talking these the cabin owners. And I understand and respect it, but what do we do in that situation?
That's the thing. Like, what the agreement says is that what I envision, and I think the mutual aid board has to get on board too, is that in the agreement, if you can relocate apparatus to your station if you're empty, and that's the responsibility of mutual aid, and you can bill back for that, right? So let's say that you're out on a call, and I wouldn't advocate that you clean out all your apparatus. Like, we need to be very careful and strategic when we send Pinawa apparatus because I need to look after my community. If it's a point where I have to use everybody, I call on Lacimani to fill in at my station and the province is paying for that. So I absolutely agree with you 100%. We need to look after our residents before we look after cottage owners and stuff like that, right? So that's
it. And that's the hard part in ourselves.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
To get our ratepayers. So I'm just going from what I heard from them a few years back.
Yeah.
Because we met with the parks a few times.
Yes. Yeah.
And they were looking for a way of getting it done where it would cost them not much.
Yeah.
But it would cost us in the long run. It would cost us for the inventory that we have to purchase and everything else.
Sure. And you're absolutely right. But from my perspective, is all we've already got that money set aside. We've made those capital purchases.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make some money off it. Like, let's you know, like, we can do something to help take the burden off our ratepayer for buying apparatus and things like that, right? That's one of the reasons that in Pinawa we made that initiative and the council said, yeah, you know what, go have some feelers out there and see what happens. So No, I mean, I respect whatever decision you make. It's just that I can't call. Yes, yeah. I can't call.
Somebody else will ask the question, yeah. I'm sure.
No, I can't call anybody and ask these guys to come because they're going to say, yeah, of course we'll come, but they're not authorized to.
Yeah.
So I want to protect them as much as I want to protect us. And the park understands that we're not going to save the building of Fire Origin. Our goal is to save the block. Our goal is for early notification that we can make all those contacts with Mental Welfare Service, Parks Patrol, Conservation, and get all kinds of people there and say, okay, it's your baby now, we're going back home, right? So, and I don't know what it's going to look like at the end. I don't know if the pilot project is going to be successful. We might just say at the end of the day, we're done. You can't do this. Yeah, it can't work. But I thought it was a worthwhile adventure to try.
Elmer, you got any?
I'm not in favor of it. I'm sorry. I just don't want to see our ratepayer stuff going to hell. A cottage association, dude, should be, the government should be sitting in front of me proposing this idea. And I'm nothing against you, sir, or anything like that. But they should be proposing this with a money thing and not coming from the Pinawa Fire Department.
No, that's fair comment.
I'm sorry. They should figure that out themselves, the Cottage Association.
Yeah.
If you can afford a cottage or something like that, you should be able to afford something else.
Well, I don't think.
Sorry,
I don't
think. I'm not going to put it on our ratepayers.
No. And I understand that, but I think the challenge that cottage association have is that it's part time, right? There's nobody there to staff, and that's the issue. So, and think about this is not only in terms of fire suppression. This is motor vehicle collisions where people need to be extricated. People that are taken out of the bush that are injured, whatever. And I appreciate exactly what you're saying.
They should maybe have some kind of agreement or something like that in writing, stating that, okay, Pinawa Fire Department will give you this much money towards equipment, this department for equipment, and everything like that. Because something's got to give for our taxpayers' equipment to go over that rough road and into an area. And if we have the central, and our guys are sitting back in Big White Shell and that, they're not leaving until that fire is out and everything that, and it's a 2-hour trip back.
Well, I understand. Yeah. So, and that's why, you know,
we're really putting pressure on our guys for a lot of farmers around here and everything that, and there's a lot of big buildings out there.
Pardon me?
Why didn't the White Shell tie it to Westhawk?
Well, Westhawk already has that agreement in the geographical area. So I'll be talking with them tomorrow at a meeting about the Manterio Trail and see how far west they would come. This is just an opportunity for you folks to participate or not. I mean, it doesn't matter to me, but I didn't want to, you know, like, it's not a mutual aid agreement. It's not neighbor helping neighbor. It's a private agreement. So you're right? You know, so I wanted to just be clear in my mind that if I needed help, I can call or not call.
I'm not going to say I'm against before until I review it and listen to everything in a week or two. And once we analyze it, see what's out there and what's not out there.
Yeah, and you know, and like I said, it might just go well. No, we bit off way too much than we could chew here. But it was important for me to come here and tell you this is what's happening.
Well, I can see a little of what you're saying. Like you said, that Pinawa has no fires and there's just nothing going on, so they want something. And of course, it's easier to promote it and try to get someone else to buy in because it's exciting for these guys. But it's not just these guys we're worried about. We're also worried about our ratepayers.
And that's why.
That's the difference of it. We want these guys to have more. That'd be fantastic, but it's going to cost us money.
Yeah.
It's going to cost us money to recruit people. It's going to cost us money to put uniforms on them. It's going to cost us money to train.
I'll let them.
I don't know where all that fits in. I think those are all things we have to talk about with our council and them.
I do believe we provide motor vehicle, right, in the White Shell?
Not anymore, you don't.
No, we don't?
No, that's on us now.
Okay.
Yeah. Because what happens is if there was a motor vehicle collision, the poor RCP dispatcher would phone all the fire chiefs and go, can you come to car accident? Can you come, like, every every time there's an event in the Whiteshell, the RSMPD division operators, they start phoning around who's available to go, right? And I think there were some verbal agreements and whatever with different fire departments around the province, but now this is official. It's actually 911 has a dispatchable fire resource to send, right? So, and that's where we come in, starting tomorrow, anything for the park. And we made no, no bones about it when we presented to Whiteshell or the parks people is that our response time is going to be a long time. If it's big Whiteshell, it's an hour and a half.
So you say the funds, like they'll get paid, is that the hourly rate that, is there any compensation there for long-term equipment or for?
Well, you get your, it's just like going to mutual aid when you send your people to wildfires and you're supported by the fire commissioner. So I mean, we're going to say that this deal is better because you're charging at your fee schedule. As an example, last year when we supported the Windigo fires, our bill actually, if we billed by bylaw, it came out to $42,000. We got 22 something, I complained a bit, and they gave us an extra $500. Kind of nice, right?
We didn't get what we thought we were going to get.
Yeah, but this agreement is that you're paid as per your fee schedule. So if your pumper truck is $500 an hour, it's $500 an hour. It's not $250 that the province offered up, right? Because it's two separate agreements. It's the agreement for that wildfire is under the mutual aid banner with the Office of the Fire Commissioner. Mm-hmm. This is with parks.
So, okay, so does this mean that there will be a formal agreement with the parks? And what about with Pinawa?
We have a formal agreement as of June 11th.
You do. Pinawa has. Yes. Okay, but I'm asking, do we have one? Or is it on a system with no signed agreement?
No, it says in the agreement 5.7 and 5.6 or something in the agreement says that if I have to call for help, you're compensated for that help.
But there's nothing that Whitenall signs.
No, because it's not an agreement between you folks and the park yet. Now, if the pilot project worked well, and the parks and we as a group sat down and said, well, let's be reasonable here and dispatch the closest fire department or fire station geographically, Whitemouth would cover that central Whiteshell. So you would get a retainer for each property there as a retainer to take on that responsibility. And then you negotiate your fee for service. Like for us, we're giving them the first 3 hours. Anytime after that, we bill it back. Anything that exceeds 3 hours, we start to recover our funds. If we're going to the big Whiteshell, we're gone for 4 hours. So we're going to recover a portion of our expense, right? If we go to a fire, we're going to recover our fee from the insurance company. And if that doesn't work, if there's no insurance, we'll bill the park. MPI, we'll bill MPI. And all those other little things like, like if we choose to go help EMS extricate somebody out of the bush or out of a home, that would be on us.
And if there's no insurance, the province is committed to cover?
Yeah. And I don't know what it's going to look like next year when if the pilot project is successful. I have no idea what it's going to look like. Like how much per building, per structure is going to be charged as a retainer. There's talk of $50 to $80 a structure. Well, that's 1,600 structure. That's $120,000 a year as a retainer. So I mean, I'll keep it as a Pinawa. I'll keep that $120,000 a year. But from the fire perspective, it's not the appropriate thing to do because it's all about customer service, is delivering the quickest fire department to the scene, right? So we're not going to make $1 million on this thing, but it's going to, over a 10-year period, this could pay for our new pumper without anything coming from general tax or capital expenses. But I don't know. We don't know how busy we're going to. Like, we started the first responder program in Pinawa last year. I thought maybe we'd get 10 calls. It's busy. It's very busy.
For the first responder.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it's so valuable. It's unbelievable the work that our guys are doing. And the same thing with your fellows. You're going to do some wonderful work here with your medical program. It's going to be terrific. So it's a matter of staying engaged, proactive, attracting people to the service and hanging on to them. And that recruitment and retention is really difficult for Pinoa. We're all getting a little bit older there, so we need to find some young folks to stay around.
And they want more work. Well, I'm going to check some notes.
They have retired twice already.
Well, I'm just speaking myself, but I think we, as council or something like that, we should meet with our chief, deputy chief, and captain and all that.
We can't do anything with
it. You know, and talk to them.
But I mean, my big goal here is, like, Bird River's been responding into Pointe du Bois for years. The parks had no idea. It's on their taxpayer, and that's not right. So I didn't want you folks, nor the Lac-Tabani Council, nor the Alexander Council, to be blindsided by this, right?
Yeah.
If it doesn't matter to me if you participate or not. But I need to know that if I call these guys, they have your blessing.
Yeah.
So that they're protected, right? So that you're protected and they're protected, right? So, and then, I mean, I would have liked to see three separate agreements, but that just wasn't going to happen. I said, no, we can't do that just for a pilot project. Let's deal with one fire department, so we don't muddy the waters. Let's see how this thing goes, and if it goes well, we'll sit down and we'll have a discussion with the Cottage Association, the local municipalities, and stuff like that. And if you so choose to talk, fine. If you don't, I respect that decision, because we need to look after our people first, right? For sure. So if there's no further questions, I'm going to go back to work.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the questions.
Yeah. Good. Resolve the council recess the regular meeting and go in camera as per section 1523 of the Municipal Act to discuss the following item, legal and personnel. Now therefore be resolved that all matters discussed are to remain confidential as per section 81-83-1D of the Municipal Act.
Honky.
Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. A legal matter was discussed in camera, and the first one is land sale, whereas an offer to purchase has been received for roll number 81884, 81882, 81880, 81878, being lots 4, 5, 6, and 7 of Block 2 Plan 50832-4.
Technical difficulty
here for $100,000. And whereas a condition to amend the zone from residential general to rural commercial and industrial cannot be met by the set timeline. Now therefore be it resolved that administration be directed to have a realtor present a counter offer, which, if accepted, is approved by council as a conditional sale.
Honky.
A sec. All in favor?
I'm staying.
Carried. Next one is a seasonal employee. Whereas advertisements have been placed, applications received, and interviews held for public works seasonal employee. Now therefore be it resolved that the successful applicant be Riley Perseviet to commence on June 29th, 2026. And further be resolved that they can be paid as per the collective agreement.
Okay.
Be seconder.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. And the next one is a green team. Whereas advertisements have been placed, applications received, and interviews held for green team employee. Now therefore be it resolved that Matthew Galenchin be hereby hired as Bean Team Public Works employee for 2026.
Okay.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Be it resolved that the regular business has concluded and this does and the meet and this meeting has hereby adjourned at 11:43 or 3:43. Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.